2, 1, begin transmission.
No, is it possible? Can it be? Yes, it is. Once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, as usual, I'm sitting here on my floor, drinking a little bit of tea. Drinking delicious tea. And, geez, I've been talking for 30 seconds, and my cat still hasn't shown up. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, here's an interesting thing. I'm, sitting here, and normally I should be watching football, right? But no, there is no football on today, except for, what are we calling this? Computer football? E-sports. That's right. I'm watching some kind of e-sports competition. Apparently, this is the FGS PS4 playoffs. I do not know what that stands for. FGS. Something. I don't know. PS4 is PlayStation 4 playoffs. Yeah, so this is some kind of e-sports thing. And, It's kind of confusing to watch because there's teams that aren't teams and guys who aren't on these teams, but yeah, so we've got basically this is Barcelona versus Ajax. What year? Like last year or the year before? Who knows? It doesn't matter. So I'm so desperate to watch football that I'm not even watching real football today. I'm supposed to be watching a race. Isn't there a race supposed to be on today? Okay, there's, and in fact, shouldn't there be two races on today? Yes, and here's one. My Formula E race starts in 50 minutes. But where is my other race? I've got to check my thing here. Because if I don't find out, there's no way I missed it. It wasn't on last night, was it? No. Okay, so, oh, well, here we go. Look, there's some MLS soccer game on in like 2.5 hours. It doesn't count, but I'll watch it if it's DC. No, it's Seattle versus Atlanta. Nobody cares. At the same time as another esports event, the Overwatch League. How is that a thing? I don't know, but, you know, whatever. Okay, sports. Poker. Where's my race? That's weird. Is it actually not going to be on today? Are they going to replay it tomorrow? Which has been known to happen. I'm not seeing it. Okay, so that's fun. Guess I'm not going to watch my race. And somebody just scored in this pretend football game. It's Ajax, but I don't know which guy's playing Ajax and whatever, so does it matter? It does not. Once again, I'm kind of having a sinusy day. I don't understand why that is. I thought our weather sort of settled down a little bit. But apparently not. It's kind of hot. It's 90 degrees, but I don't know. Maybe with that hurricane or big storm down in the Mississippi Delta is messing things up for me and my sinuses. So, yeah, that's pretty fun and exciting. But not nearly as fun and exciting as what... Oh, my God, damn it. Okay. abort. Here I am watching the Weather Channel, and the woman who is waving in front of the green screen giant map is wearing a dazzle camouflage dress. This is making me insane. You have heard me talk about dazzle camouflage dresses for women. What was that, last year sometime, or 2 years ago when they were really popular and we saw them everywhere? And it's over. The irony to this is not a woman who needs to wear one. Oh. And what's killing me about these dazzle camouflage dresses is that even though the fad seems to be over, because the only place I'm ever seeing these anymore is on the Weather Channel. Multiple women wearing these. And this is one. Who is this? Do we have a name up here for this person? Barry? No, that's the storm. No. But here she is. She's got the black and white dress on. This one very much is that skunk stripe kind of pattern, where it's just one big white stripe down the middle that has the idealized shape, right? You know what I'm talking about. Not going to come out here and say it. And yeah, and then the edges are black, of course. Damn it. Somebody needs to explain to people what these are, because now, yeah, of course, the first women to wear these knew, understood what they were, and wore them for the reasons why they were invented. But now we have a woman wearing one, after it's well out of fashion, and she doesn't even need to wear one. She is not that type. And so, that's just... It's embarrassing, first of all, that these dresses have to exist. It's even more embarrassing that people feel like they need to wear them. I'm no fashion guy, but come on. Come on! Anyway, let's just get off this topic. Oh, I could rant for hours about why those even exist and the shame of humanity for having to invent them. Oh man, and if you don't understand, let me put it to you this way. This is a product that was invented to prey upon the weaknesses or the lack of self-esteem in people. And when you prey upon somebody's self-esteem, That's confidence tricksters. That's a con game. That is when you are taking advantage of how a person feels about themselves, or if you can make a person feel bad and then sell them something by saying, oh, but this will make you a better person. That's confidence trickery. And unfortunately, that's basically how consumerism works in the United States. And that's too bad. I imagine it works that way around the world, too. But, man, oh, man. Makes me a little bit crazy. Speaking of other things that make me crazy. Last night, I was watching some math lectures. I do this from time to time, and I've been on this habit, this kick again lately. Last few nights I've been spending a lot of time watching math lectures and physics lectures, a couple of other oddball things here and there, but mostly math. I'm not a math guy. I don't particularly like math or anything like that. I'm not a math nerd. I did not take a bunch of math classes in college or in high school. In fact, I think I managed to not take a single math class when I was in college, in my brief college career. Oh, but I know a lot of math nerds. I hang out with math dorks. I mean, serious ones. And so, you know, I can talk math a little bit, even though I can't, like, do math problems. I can talk about interesting concepts in mathematics. And so that's what we're going to do right now. I was watching this lecture last night, this funny little thing. That reminds me, I should watch the Feynman lectures again. Oh, anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I'm watching this math lecture, and the guy, who was the guy? I don't remember. Some guy that I didn't know, but, you know, that does not mean he's not a famous mathematician guy. And he seemed like, you know, famous mathematician guy, but, you know, just not anyone that I was personally familiar with. You know, I only know like 4 mathematicians tops. I'm getting way off topic. So I'm watching the math lecture. Math guy tells me that the sum of the series of all natural numbers is -1/12. Okay, now I'm not a calculus guy. I never took calculus. I never got that far in math. But I understand the concept of the sum of, okay, right? The sum of this series. Okay, yeah, okay, I get it. And so the guy says, before he reveals the deep answer and how he derives it, he says, what do you think the answer is? And I said, I don't know. I think the sum of the series of all natural numbers is probably infinite. And no, then the guy shows me that it's -1/12. And I said to myself, self, how do you get a negative number when you're only adding up integers, positive integers? How do you get a negative number from the addition of positive integers? And, well, I didn't have to wonder for very long, because then the guy demonstrated to me how you go about getting this negative fraction. -1/12. Fascinating. And I've got no reason to disbelieve the guy. Like I said, I'm not math guy. What he said seemed reasonable to me. It made sense to me when he was saying it. So, okay, it's -1/12. I'm willing to accept that. I believe you. Here we are now. And so, I don't know, somehow that got me to thinking. And so, if we take -1/12 axiomatically as the sum of the series of all natural numbers, that seems to imply a number of other things. And this is where it starts to get a little bit nutty. And before I go on, I just want to say that you're hearing this first. You're the first people I'm telling about this idea that I'm having. And so you are my witnesses that I had this idea on or about whatever today is, the 22nd, the 21st, 22nd, or 23rd of July. When did I think of this? Last night? Was it before or after midnight? Let's just say the 21st of July, 2019. You are my witnesses. Because if nobody else has ever thought of this, I'm about to get famous. Too bad I'm too old for the Fields Medal. But still, I think I might have a paper in this if I can just work it out. And here's what I've been thinking. Okay. We have a series. The series of natural numbers. It's awesome. Yay! Let's all celebrate numbers. Woohoo! And so now, through this process of, you know, blah, 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 calculus and subtracting another series or adding another series, however these guys go about deriving this, we actually now have an answer. We have an answer. -1/12 of a series. A series is a group of numbers, a set of numbers, right? A set of terms. Sets have quantity. And being now, as we know, the actual total value of the terms of the set, that seems to me And this is the Tobe thing. Get ready. This is the new concept. It seems to me that if we know the quantity of a set, and we know the total value of the set, we can derive an average. That means that there is an average natural number. Are you following this? I hope you are, because this is awesome. The fact that we have a sum for the series of all natural numbers implies that there is an average natural number. And if nobody has ever thought of this before, if we find out that nobody's ever come up with this concept before of average natural number, I propose that we call that the Tobe number, or Tobe's number. Everybody's got a cool number. Avogadro's got a number. Ron Graham has a number. He's still alive. You can still be alive and have your own number. What are some others? I can't even think of any right off the top of my head. But yeah, I propose that we refer to the average natural number as the Tobe number, or Tobe's number. If you know anybody who's on the, I don't know, the whatever the governing body of math is, you need to alert them to this concept. And so, how do we derive? How do we derive an average, first of all? Well, it's the value, the total value of a set of terms divided by the quantity, the number of terms, right? So, I'm not even going to go any further. You know what an average is. You know how to calculate it. Now, since we can take an average of the series of natural numbers, the sum of the series of the natural numbers, just the set of numbers that is the natural numbers. So, but I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but it's an infinite series. So we know if an average is the total value divided by the quantity, then the average natural number is -1/12 divided by infinity, right? The total value divided by the quantity, the number of terms. So we have -1/12 divided by infinity, the Tobe number. Now here's where it gets annoying, at least for me, because I do not have a massive mathematical education. I never took calculus. I barely got through algebra, and even then it was wimpy baby algebra. You know, what's weird is I do much better I do much better in mathematical fields that don't have numbers. It's not that I'm bad at math, I'm just bad at arithmetic, because base 10 is stupid. You learn it by rote, and there's no reason to have it, so complain, complain, complain. So now I've got an average, but it's not clean, because we got divided by infinity. That's inconvenient. I don't like it. I need to get the infinity out of there. So if this is algebra, you know, well, we divide or we multiply each side by infinity. No, then I got infinity on the other side of the equal sign. I don't want that. How do I get rid of the infinity in this case? And this is where I need help before I can submit my awesome paper anywhere. How do I get rid of that infinity? You know, they got rid of the infinity when they were figuring out how to, the sum of the series. Oh, here's Pippa. Oh, hi, Dingins. You're 19 minutes late with your fluffy butt. All right, fluffy butt is moving off, going into the bathroom. They managed to work out the infinity in the other business in order to get me my total value, my sum of the series. This is where I need some math dorks. And yeah, yesterday I emailed all three of my math dork friends, plus the emeritus. Have I heard back from any of these idiots? No. Are they going to share any of the credit on my awesome paper? No. But you can. Let's publish a paper. Show me how to get rid of the infinity. And we're going to break out the average natural number. Wow, it's blowing my own mind here. Just thinking about it, the average natural number. How can I express that in a sexy way that isn't divided by infinity? Oh, here comes Fluffy Butt. Fluffy Butt has come back. Hi, Fluffy Dinkins. And it's too late to do kitty business because it's almost time for our musical interlude. Yeah, I think it's time for some music. And I was thinking that today, I thought of this earlier. I thought of this morning. I was thinking about old songs that I haven't heard for a while. And I started thinking about Nick Hayward and his song Nobody's Fool. Because back in like 1982 or something, I had a flexi disc of that track that I got out of a British flexi pop magazine, right? And I always thought that this was a Nick Hayward solo song, but apparently he played it with his old band, Haircut 100. So I think that's what we're gonna do today. I think we're gonna listen to a little bit of Nick Hayward / Haircut 100 doing Nobody's Fool. Is this just a feeling that comes between us when I see your face, when I meet your face? I don't remember it beginning like this. This is obviously the band version, not the solo.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, first of all, I guess I should apologize for the saxophone, but come on, it's the early 80s. Everything had to have saxophone in it. That was just the law. The law, the musical law of the land of the time. All bands must have saxophone, no matter how incongruous it may seem. The other thing I need to say is, maybe I just haven't heard this in so long that... No, this is definitely a different version of the song that I had when I was a child on my Flexi disc. The Nick Hayward solo version has harmonica in it, and it does not have the brass section. But still, that's still a cool song. That is still a cool song. Pretty good. Here comes the cat walking by for the fourth time. I don't know what you're doing, but you're acting mighty suspicious. We got suspicious cat. Suspicioning around here. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I just found something. Did I just find what I think I found? Is this the actual recording of the song as I know it? Yes, it is. I don't believe it.
It's just that.
Oh my God, this is it. Okay, this is bizarre because obviously I'm looking at other stuff here. And I saw a thing that said, Nobody's Fool demo version, and the thumbnail picture is the actual green Flexi disc that I had as a child. So it turns out that the recording I had was the demo. And notice how it started off with the harmonica there. And the other thing is you can hear little vinyl pops. Oh my God. This is hilarious. I'm so happy. Do I need to be telling anybody about this? I'm looking for a date, but I can't see it. Because if this song was released in 1982, then this demo predates the version that we just heard. Yeah, this is much cooler. The demo version is dope as hell. It's so rough. It sounds like an actual band playing and not some, you know, 80s dorks synthing it up in their crappy studio up in Stoke-on Heath or wherever. Anyway, I'm super glad that I found this particular recording, but we're not going to listen to the whole damn thing today, because it's time for me to tell you that you've been listening to The Dubious Mathematics Committee, a show that looks for the average natural number every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.